KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the region last night, in boys track, Tri-Center hosting a meet last night, and it was Abraham Lincoln. Let's try St. Albert. One of those Council Bluffs schools was the winner. St. Albert winning with 149 points. Another one of those Council Bluffs schools was runner-up. Thomas Jefferson was second with 75. Fremont Mills had 72 points for third place. Trainer and Underwood round out the top five with Riverside, AHST, Westwood, Tri-Center, West Harrison, Adair Casey, and Clarinda Academy rounding out the rest of the field. Individually, Rick Williams of Riverside won the shot put. Spencer Phillips of Fremont Mills, the champ in the discus. The high jump and the long jump both went to Clayton Wilson of Fremont Mills. Evan Segrist of St. Albert won the 3,200-meter race. The 4x800-meter relay went to Thomas Jefferson. The 100-meter dash, Ryan Wettengel of St. Albert, the champ. Underwood won the shuttle hurdle relay. Josh Sindelar of St. Albert was the champ in the 1,600 meters. St. Albert also took the title in the 4x200. Ja'Kai Gregory of Thomas Jefferson won the 400. Austin Conzer of Underwood, the champ in the 110 hurdles. Hooch Johnson of St. Albert won the 200-meter dash. The 400-meter hurdles title went to Kevin Herrick of Fremont Mills. Josh Sindelar of St. Albert wins the 800. Thomas Jefferson, the distance medley relay champs. The 4x1 went to Tri-Center. 4x400-meter relay, Thomas Jefferson won that event last night. Also in high school sports last night, at boys golf, it was Atlantic down in Kemper Catholic, 146-169. Travis Olson of Atlantic was medalist with a 34. Evan Schuler of Atlantic, runner-up with a 36. Also, Riverside beat Tri-Center 173-181 with Dylan McLean of Riverside and Jake Conway of Riverside, the medalist and runner-up. They each shot 41s. Red Oak defeated Corning 180-194. Dre Barton of Corning had the low round with a 43. In girls golf last night, Corning topping Red Oak 200-283. Tri-Center beat Riverside 234 for Tri-Center. Riverside didn't have enough golfers to post a team score. Medalist was Reagan Gaynor of Riverside, shooting a 50. Also in a four-team meet, it was West Monona 208, Boyer Valley 233, IKM Manning at 277, and Woodbine shooting a 295. In high school tennis last night, in boys action, it was St. Albert over Audubon 8-1. Red Oak beat Kemper Catholic 8-1. Creston over Corning 9-0. Lewis Central topping Glenwood 7-2. In girls tennis, St. Albert beat Audubon 9-0. Creston over Corning 9-0. Red Oak a 9-0 winner over Kemper Catholic. Shenandoah beat Denison 8-1. Glenwood over Lewis Central 6-3. In high school girls soccer last night, it was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic 10-0. Thomas Jefferson over Riverside 8-1. Harlan needed overtime to beat Tri-Center 4-3. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey, a winner over Underwood 1-0. Denison beat Missouri Valley by a score of 3-0. In boys soccer last night, it was AHST topping Missouri Valley 5-1. Creston beat Nottoway Valley by a 3-0 final. After all the upsets in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the top overall seed has captured the championship. Backup Luke Hancock scored 16 of his 22 points in the first half, and Louisville won its third national title, rallying for an 82-76 win over number 4 Michigan. Hancock was 5-for-5 from three-point range after coming off the bench to score 20 in the Cardinals' semifinal win over Wichita State. He was 13 of 18 from the field in the last two games and was named the most outstanding player of the Final Four. Peyton Siva and Shane Bohannon were mostly silent in the first half before helping the Cardinals outscore the Wolverines 45-38 in the second. Siva finished with 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists, while Bohannon chipped in 15 points and 13 boards. The Wolverines appeared to have the game in control after Tim Hardaway Jr.'s layup put them ahead 35-23 with about 3.5 minutes left in the first half. But the Cardinals closed the period on a 14-3 run and led by as many as 10 in the second half, picking up their first championship since 1986. It was the second straight game that Louisville pulled out a victory after trailing by a dozen. Fittingly, Kevin Ware was the last Louisville player to cut down the Nets. Ware was among the celebrants just over a week after he suffered a broken leg in the Cards' win over Duke. Michigan guard Trey Burke finished with a game-high 24 points despite early foul trouble that kept him on the bench for the last 12 minutes of the first half. Backup Spike Albrecht finished with 17 points and Hardaway added 12, but foul trouble limited Mitch McGarry to 6 points and 6 rebounds. The outcome makes Rick Pitino the first coach to win an NCAA men's basketball crown at two schools, 17 years after he led Kentucky to the championship. The latest win came hours after he was among 7 people elected to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Iowa State junior forward Hallie Christofferson has been named an honorable mention All-American by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. Christofferson, a Hamlin native, had a breakout season for the Cyclones, leading the team with 15.5 points, over 6.5 rebounds a game. She was also one of four players unanimously selected to the All-Big 12 first team, shooting 51.5% from the floor, 40% from the arc, and 86% from the free throw line, all leading the team. She scored in double figures 28 of 33 games, including 11 times with 20 or more points. Last week, Kristofferson took home the same honor from the Associated Press. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, everything at the start of the St. Louis Cardinals home opener yesterday was about number six. The Cincinnati Reds eventually turned things upside down and made the day about number nine. The Reds erupted for nine runs in the ninth inning and clobbered the Cards 13-4. Shin-Soo Choo made amends for two botched fly balls with a three-run double during the ninth inning fireworks. Jay Bruce went 4-for-5 and Brandon Phillips homered while the Reds out-hit the Cardinals 14-4. Pregame ceremonies were mostly a tribute to Stan Musial, who died in January at the age of 92. Musial's four children unveiled a marker on the left field wall honoring their father, his number six inside a red circle with his signature across it. Even the national anthem paid homage to Musial's passion, since it was performed by harmonica players with the Gateway Harmonica Club, of which Musial was an honorary member. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee topped Chicago 7-4, the Mets over Philadelphia 7-2, Atlanta shut out Miami 2-0, Pittsburgh over Arizona 5-3, and San Francisco doubled up Colorado 4-2. In the American League, Irvin Santana tossed eight strong innings, and Alcides Escobar doubled home the tie-breaking run as Kansas City beat Minnesota 3-1 in the Royals' home opener. The Twins led 1-0 until Alex Gordon hit an RBI single to spark the Royals' three-run eighth inning. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston beat Baltimore 3-1, New York over Cleveland 11-6, Texas beat Tampa Bay 5-4, and Seattle topping Houston by a 3-0 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Round Rock beat the Iowa Cubs 13-5. It was Omaha in 10 innings, an 8-7 winner over Albuquerque. In National Hockey League play last night, Boston beat Carolina 6-2. It was Toronto over the New York Rangers 4-3. Calgary beat Colorado 3-1. Anaheim over Edmonton 2-1, and Vancouver beat Phoenix by a final of 2-0. With perhaps billions of dollars at stake, a court hearing over concussion litigation filed against the NFL promises to be a contest between legal lions, and that hearing starts today. About 4,200 former players have sued the league. Some suffer from dementia, depression, Alzheimer's disease, and other neurological problems. Others simply want their health monitored. And a small number, including Ray Easterling and 12-time Pro Bowler Junior Seau, committed suicide after long downward spirals. The players' lawyers accused the NFL of promoting violence in the game and concealing known cognitive risks from concussions and other blows to the head. The league says such complaints belong in arbitration under terms of the league's collective bargaining agreements. In another NFL news, quarterback Kevin Cobb has officially signed his two-year contract with the Bills and begins his pursuit of his latest shot at an NFL starting job. The Bills announced the signing a little over a week after the sixth-year veteran agreed to a two-year contract, potentially worth more than $12 million. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.